afternoon, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call to order the Liberty County School Board regular meeting dated August 14th. We're going to go ahead and start with prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Reddick. If you'll stand, please.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for an afternoon to come together and do school business, Father. Be with us and watch over as we do our school business. Pray for each and every person here. Bless them and their families. Father, just be with our kids throughout this year. We just pray that you'll keep them safe. Be thy will. Be with us and watch over us throughout this night. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a presentation from Mr. Greg Kelly and Brooks Hayes on our new high school. If y'all come on up.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good to be with y'all tonight. I'm going to actually turn over to Brooks. We took bids today on the project, and I'm letting him give a report.
So we did. Open up our bids in Tallahassee today. After we solicited all of our bids, we had over 75 bidders for like 22-24 divisions, which is a good turnout. There was a few of them that we are going to hold back and get a little bit more participation before we open those, just to make sure we get enough coverage. We want to make sure we get every number out there for those. When you add them all up together, it is a little over budget, but it's right there within striking distance. We got a plan to go ahead and try to figure out if we can save a little bit here, save a little there, but we feel very optimistic that we're going to be in good shape there and be able to move forward. It's not something that's going to happen in a week's time. It is going to have to take some detailed phone calls, some conversation with subs. Did you have this or did you not have that? And make sure everybody's on apples to apples. But we have, you know, good news report that we're within striking distance. We just need a little bit of time to make sure we get everything burst out and look at everything and make sure we're all on the same page as far as moving forward. So that is optimistic. I was hoping to have a GMP by the end of this month. It's going to take a little bit more time to go through that with a fine-tooth comb and make sure we're all squared away. So it's probably more like mid-September before we actually get all of that, you know, rectified. But it's very optimistic, so we're encouraged by the turnout we got today. So.
Good.
Any questions?
We're still starting the day after Labor Day?
Well, this kind of does slide that back a little bit, maybe by a couple of weeks, but it doesn't hurt our end date. I think we'll still be fine on our end date. Just it won't be able to start right there the day after Labor Day.
Do we know that where we're at on the budget? Even I mean, I know ultimately when we start the project, you can run into things that may save you some money, may cost you some more money. But do we know going into it that we're over budget right now?
We are. What we did, just real quick, we had an estimate that we were trying to match to. We plugged all those apparent low bidders that we do have, and keep in mind we've got two that are basically unopened. We are a little bit over budget, but it's not so much that we don't feel like we can get there. When we did have our bids, we asked that all of the subcontractors supply any DE options, anything that they see that might be a potential savings. Those weren't read today, so we got to go in and kind of do some homework and figure out, okay, well, this guy suggested maybe we do this instead of that. And so it takes a while to go through and kind of figure that out. But we think we'll be able to get there. You know, once we are able to go through and basically, I hate to say investigate, but research what their ideas were.
I mean, the worst case scenario, we get ready right at the end and you say, okay, we're over budget $300,000. That's devastating to us as a board.
Right.
What do we do? I mean, does the statutory formula, shouldn't it cover most of what we're doing, or if not all of it?
It should cover it, and
per student station. I know they figure that on a per student station.
Yeah, and there isn't enough time tonight for me to get
I know, because when it was approved, And that's what we're trying to get, I guess, Patrick Bell and all is trying to get that student, per student station up.
Yeah, you were approved at 2014 student station cost, and it's 2018
now. Four years later.
Right. So, but yes, and we, if we're going to be, they're going to be over budget $300,000, we will come in here with a game plan. This is how to get us so we can get going. Yep.
Just for example, you know, the Jackson County School, when we took the bids at this point in the time frame when we opened those, we were 20% over, and we still got to the number that they wanted to be.
Gotcha.
So we're less than that. We're not 20%.
I understand. Okay.
So we feel encouraged that we can get there.
Brooks, when y'all re-advertise these subcontractors or contractors, what's the length of time that y'all give them to resubmit or re-advertise for your, you know, for a bid?
So, it's like for today, for those two packages that we did not open, we've already advertised that, so what we'll end up doing is we'll say, hey, can you give me a bid in 2 weeks? Because it's already been advertised.
Yeah. They'll focus in on specific subcontractors there that do that. What we'll end up doing is coordinate with Mr. Summers. We'll probably ask for a special board meeting coming up to go over the GMP and everything. I don't believe you want to take that on during a regular board meeting.
Right.
So that's where we're headed now.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any other questions?
And new projected move-in date?
It's still that same, right? That December of
2019.
December 19th.
That break.
Christmas break.
Christmas.
And we'll actually, you know, our goal is to have you guys have that ready for Kevin to move furniture before then. That way it's not the 3 weeks. You know, we'll be able to have it in there probably a month before that. And that way, you know, we can set classrooms up and all that.
So you're pretty confident that basically a little over a year getting it done.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
The ROTC building, I know it's going to be moved over here fairly early in the process, I understand.
Well, what we're looking at doing the ROTC building is as soon as kids get out next summer, we'll be able to start that process.
Okay.
As you know, it takes a little bit to do that, but we're going to start that in as soon as classes end in the spring semester, we'll be able to get started and have that in place by December.
Yeah, if you don't mind, tell Mr. Roberts, part of the board, we thank him for getting the electrical and the plumbing.
Yes.
He took on his safe, done that, and we, as board, county commissioners,
blessing to the community.
And
yes.
Board, we dang sure appreciate that, because it sure helped out.
They're actually, I don't know if you've seen it, but they're backfilling today.
They are.
We have the electrical going in. You know, the local guy was able to do the electrical, and then we got another local guy doing the plumber, the plumbing portion of it. So that's, you know, our goal is to have that done as soon as possible by the end of the month.
Looking good. Be sure to tell them we appreciate them doing that for us.
Well, thank you for the update, and thank y'all for going out today and doing what you did.
Thank
that's
y'all
a process.
Very much.
Sure.
Yes.
Thank
y'all. We didn't have any public comments tonight, so Mr. Summers, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you for your monthly report.
Well, just a couple things. You know, I keep everywhere I go, even talking, you know, we've all met with the governor today at the restaurant. I mentioned to him, I said, keep in mind, we're the smallest county, I believe, state of Florida, if not the smallest next to it, and with much more limited resources than some of the bigger counties, and yet we rank number 8, I believe it was, 8 out of the 67 counties academically. And he said, wow, you know, so I just told him, more money. Okay, but anyway, I made it clear to him, and that is a great accomplishment for our students and teachers and staff. School started yesterday. No major issues, just the regular, predictable Johnny got on the wrong bus type thing. But I believe we got everybody home eventually, so our numbers are looking good. We're prepared for that. So far, so good. We always wait to the end of the first week to do a real cost analysis out. But we're looking good so far. The open houses we had last week, I believe y'all can vouch that they went great, had good attendance. The schools are really dressed up, and a lot of work's gone into putting the finishing touches on the grounds and also preparation for the classrooms. Proud of that. Let's see, we're still advertising for one, Steve, down at your way, one, okay, inclusion teacher at Tolbert. We're still advertising for. Couple of coaches, I believe, and I believe it's, is it one monitor, bus driver?
Bus driver.
One bus driver. So we're getting close. We're a lot closer than a lot of our close counties are. They're half a dozen and a dozen teachers short. So we're coming in under the gun, but we're still advertising for those spots. Kevin, if you want to, before we get going here, you want to give us kind of a breakdown on where we are as far as maintenance projects we got going on or what's on the board?
Yes, sir. Air conditioners, y'all all know they out everywhere. They were supposed to show up today to start work, and all the material didn't come in, so they said they're going to be here in the morning and start a toller, and they're going to work till they finish. They'll work all the rest of this week and come back next week, and that's if everything come in today. It was supposed to be in yesterday, but you know how deliveries are. They're going to, like I say, start a toller in the classrooms. They're going to go to each school and do the classrooms first and then go back and do the gyms. And I'm going to start on the, you know, that's the number one goal is get the classrooms fixed. I called him today and told him if he wasn't here in the morning that we was all going to get shot. You know, he can't do nothing if the material don't come in. It's not their fault. It's not our fault. But, you know, how that goes. So, everything went good on the buses. Like Mr. Summer said, we missed a few. Had the bus drivers turn around and get back and get them. This kid got on the wrong bus, but we got them to school and got them home safely. So, that was good.
Is the drop-off pickup going pretty good at school?
Yes, sir. Gates, two gates is messed up. I've already talked to them, trying to get them repaired. The bus loop gate at Toller and then exit gate at Hosford. They, you know, and that's a non-stop process working on those. And working on the plan with Mr. Johnson, we're going to move those gates if everything goes right. Won't have that headache anymore. It'll be a lot safer.
What did you move, which gates?
Really, all of them. We're going to move Toller's back to the building and Hosford's back to the building, and you eliminate those and keep the doors locked, and then nobody can come on campus without going through the office. Everybody have to go through the office to come on campus.
Yeah,
sort of like Bluntstown High School. You know how theirs is back. You can park out front, but to get in, you got to go through the front door. The only place you go in. That's sort of the same thing we're doing. That's what Mr. Johnson's working on, you know, through that funding, and he can, you know, get funding from them and not cost us anything and be much safer. And then the new high school, it will be set up like that from the get-go.
I got one quick question while we're talking about bus, or I forget. The backup at Toller, I went by down there today. There was some backup. There was yesterday. And I know first few days, that happens. Is there, and just trying to think outside the box here, because I know we had the same thing at Hosford backing up on 65 coming in there. So what we did is we rerouted it back on Farrell Street. Well, we did Farrell, and then some of the people was complaining, so we did the back road, which is Hosford Street, and then we come, you know, down there by the baseball or
something. We talked one time, you know, putting them down that side road.
One suggestion to me today was could they come down Kiever Road and go in the bus gate? Now, this might be an issue with security, but go in the bus gate and make the loop and come back out, and then you're on Kiever Road, and it keeps them off of Highway 12.
Yeah, what are we going to do with the buses?
This is for the parents, pick the parents.
I know, but that's one of the problems now. The parents has got it blocked, and the buses, one bus couldn't
even get out.
They can't get out, and then they couldn't go down the road beside Toller to drop kids off.
I got you.
So, you know.
We still looking at
them. Yeah, the buses. Yeah.
Trying to find them.
You got to get them both in and out with all their.
There's a lot of traffic on 12, I know.
Very
locked. And I noticed today they pull over and they got ruts, you know, there on the side of the road.
Yeah, the bus tried to go down, yesterday tried to go down. Drop off in there, sort of like Steve Whitfield
right
in there,
which is down Kiever Road, right?
Right, and they couldn't get in there because the cars had to block.
Yeah,
so they wait and let them move before they could get in and drop the kids off. So, you know, it's
trying to give it that first week to the lane to go down, then we have to make some hard judgment calls.
Right.
After the first week, I don't think as many kids would be brought to school or picked up. You know, the first few days they want to take them and pick them up.
It's just safe, and I know y'all know of it. Just. Mm-hmm. I got a couple calls on that about cars being backed up on 12.
Major problem right now we have is air conditioners, and they're supposed to start on in the morning. They're supposed to start on. We contracted that out because it's change out units. We talked to Ms. Sheila, and we got a formula that we use to, if it costs more than it's worth, really, we use a formula we come up with and we change it out versus repairing it. If it costs more to repair it than it's really worth, then you know, it's feasible changing out. All those units at Tola are roughly 19 years old, 20. You know, commercial use, that's a wore out. Think about it. You know, most homeowners don't use one that long. So, you know, that's going to become a problem over the next few years, just constantly changing them out. And there's big units, so 7 and 10 ton units, you know, they high dollar. One's for the gym. Everybody, anything else?
And Brunson would probably answer this. If you set the pickup for the kids, say pre-K through second grade, designate the hours that they can be picked up that, would that help us any?
We do. But some parents, like if it is a pre-K, or we take pre-K out because pre-K's earlier, like kindergarten through second, if we did say 3 o'clock, you're still going to have parents come that are picking up a middle school kid, number 4 through. You're going to have them in the middle of line because that's what they do, that's what they did it, or what they do at Toller. Would still have a bar. They'll be picking up a kindergarten and a middle school. Yeah. So they're going to be sitting there holding that spot.
Yeah. Our problem is not selfish, Flower. We were having pre-K pickup 2:15 to 2:30. But today we have one kid pre-K for pickup. So they're all going to one person for either bus. Yes. We don't have to worry about pre-K. We just the one kid.
Yeah. I just didn't know it made us safer. Staggering the pickup time for kids might help also.
We got them staggered from 2:30 on for the K-8.
We got folks who come an hour early.
They will be first. Yeah. I just thought something else for Mr. Benton. You know, if we do move that fencing back, we could create like a loop in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Grass, and that would help that a lot.
I think that's what I was thinking. Once that's done,
that's what I'm talking about. Create a little loop, you go down that road and come back up.
Well, I'm talking about on our property, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Off of a road.
That would help by moving that. We can't do it right now. If we move that fencing back, we can, then you
can correct
it. It would help. That's another thing that solved that problem, too. Right. The hospital's a different situation. There's not room, but Tober definitely has room to do that.
But the problem when you move those gates without a gate, they're going to start unloading at 7 o'clock in the morning to leave their kid up front, too.
Yeah. Well, they can't bring them to 7
o'clock.
You're not supposed to.
But he's saying they'll drop them off with nobody there.
You're talking about the bus gate. We got some that's slipping into the bus gate because it won't close. There was one that little boy sitting in the lunchroom at 7 o'clock this morning. Mom was heading off on the corner. Blastone didn't realize that the open door there was.
Well, that's where the resource officer can get on to.
Right, exactly.
That's what I was going to say. We might need.
We got rules for that.
Can't do that.
If you leave the gate open, they come. Trust me.
I got one more while you're up there. The Toller Playground, status update on that.
I worked on it all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Got the mulch in it on two of the big areas, waiting on, one was real high, so we had to either let him lower it or raise the mulch. So we're putting borders around that. He's ordered them. He texted me today, so we're waiting for borders to get here and everything will be good to go.
Okay. Have we got any more equipment coming for that?
We don't, but I think Gracie might. She might.
Sorry, did she ask something? Did you say something, Gracie? Sure.
The reason why PTO has not purchased the equipment is because we was not really involved in what was going on. I mean, we knew that it was coming, but as far as like the starting point of it, nobody contacted and said, hey, we y'all ready to purchase the equipment. I think there was some communication error there on our part or somebody's part. I didn't know it would take 6 weeks for the equipment to come in. So I've talked to Rich about that, and he said, well, the way the playground is now laid out, if we go put equipment in there, our falling zones are still going to be off. So that's where we are with our equipment. We are still willing to purchase the equipment. It's just the lack of communication between the project and us kind of fell through. Like we were all willing to do it, but we wanted to work together. Like we just thought the swings were going to be pushed back. That way it would create a whole big area for us to place equipment and stuff. We thought the special needs stuff was going to come out because that was one part of ours. to purchase was the special needs. And so right now, we don't have any place to put the equipment if it was to purchase it. And that's just my concerns. And I gave y'all letters to just read, and we'll discuss it later.
Okay. Again, thanks to Kevin, and I believe he had the crew down there, Gerald and Clay.
Mr. Hayes and Mr. Flowers.
It looks a whole lot different today than it did last week.
A good deal.
Well, are we going to be able to get with them?
Lubia and you and James both were down there.
Are we going to be able to get with the PTO and find out when they can do their, what they had wanted to do? Or,
We sure can. Maybe come by the office and see me.
But as of the way the playground is laid out right now, there's no room for equipment. I mean, because the way we had all raised our vision, I mean, it just wasn't laid out for us to do it. So we're more than willing to purchase the equipment, but there's still going to be some changes made on the playground.
Why didn't this Mr. Rich say that in the beginning, Ms. Gracie?
What?
About the moving and all this.
He did.
Mr. Williams, was that the man that shook my hand or introduced himself?
Yes, sir, it was.
Let me just say this, and I appreciate what y'all do, but he sat right down the other day and told us, and me standing there, shook my hand, said it don't matter what it looks like, we're going to put the mulch in there. He put white tape around the pole. I don't know if y'all seen that. Me and my county crew went out and dug it down. He said we want it 10 to 22 inches below the mark.
10 to 12.
10 to 12, I'm sorry, 10 to 12. Well, it was down 10 to 12. He said, I don't care what it looks like. Hog the dirt out, we put the mulch in. Now, I mean, if he's the engineer of it, he should have told us we need to move it all before then. But he didn't say a word about moving that nut. He also said, what happens when we dig these holes and it fills up with water? He said, we're going to put the mulch in it anyway. And I looked at Kevin, I looked at Gerald and Clay. I said, that ain't going to be feasible to do that. You're going to have a mud hole if you do that. But, I don't know what went wrong, but I do tip my hat to everybody who's been trying to get it, in place. And I know these guys worked hard, and we did too. And, he should have told us while we was all there working what he wanted, but he did not, Miss Gracie. So.
Well, we're just in the interest of the kids. That's what we're doing.
Right. And
the thing is, I went out there several times trying to express my opinions on it, just asking questions and stuff, and it's just all lack of communication is where it's all broke down to. I just think we all need to work as a team.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I believe so, yeah.
This is a project that we had a great vision for, and I feel like we're not able to do that now without having to go in there and waste the $23,000 worth of mulch now. That's what my biggest fear is. Pushing the swings back, moving the special needs, that was in our plans at the round table, and that was discussed with Kevin Williams sitting right there at the round table in David's office. So the plans were out there. Rich was communicating with Kevin. Those two were corresponding. I was just out there trying to see what was going on.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was asking questions of why things weren't happening, and nobody would listen to me. I've done everything but beg y'all to come out there and look at this. Y'all seen the mud in the chips. Even though Rich says pour the chips in there, don't we think we have common sense enough not to pour chips in that? And I've seen craters like this.
Not with him. I don't
think
so.
Well, I'm just saying, though.
Right.
Somebody should have stepped up and said, this is not right. We called Rich and offered us to come out there and help dig those holes right. Because in 3 months, that mulch is going to be everywhere. I'm just letting you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Wasted the taxpayers' money.
I understand that. But what I'm saying, the man got paid to do a job. I met him one time out of 3 or 4 days. If I had a big project like that, I'd have been there overseeing that job, because he told us, he's going to do whatever it takes to put that mulch in there by Friday. Well, he didn't show back up. Something come up, so it didn't. So they had to go out and do it now. So I'm just saying what
Friday.
He said now.
Friday. I was there with him Friday.
Right.
Nobody was there.
I didn't work Friday, but we was Thursday.
Well,
two or three
saying,
days, he showed up one time.
This project was going on. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah,
no,
I think at this time we need to meet back up again and decide what we can do to move forward.
But
go from there.
Say the PTO is not purchasing the equipment, that was lack of communication. We are willing to.
I haven't had anybody tell me that you haven't. My understanding was you weren't going to do it until the other part was done. Yeah.
To find out what was going on. They pretty much shut us down off this project because they wanted to do it themselves, and that's fine. But when you go out there and you speak your opinion, well, why you got a 3-foot hole when it only needs to be 12 inches? There wasn't even, grade shock, whatever, to even see this project go through. And I understand that Rich was the supervisor of it, but somebody should have came out there and said, he's not right.
Somebody
should have.
That's not right.
Okay. So, I mean, nobody's at fault of this. We all are because of lack of communication. I think it's time that we get on a team and be together and start working and quit bickering each other. I mean, that's what we're doing. And we're taking the whole thing out of the equation here. It's about the kids. It's not about us.
Amen.
We're cheating the kids.
Thank you, Gracie. I don't even know if this thing is on. I usually talk louder than that, but I don't know if it's on. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on, but I do think that we've all asked for there to be some communication and see what we can do to move forward on this and get it done, and so y'all can purchase what you would like to purchase for the playground. Moving on to item number 5, we have some emergency items, A through G, that need to be added, and then we have two items, actually, that need to be deleted, delete 7I and then also delete 9D. So with those additions and corrections to the agenda, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
7I.
It should be delete 8H. That's what it looks like to me. It should read delete set 8H, and then we added delete 9D. Do you see how 8H
is
deleted?
8H.
So that should say delete 8H. So that's just the typo on the actual agenda itself.
8H and 9D.
That's correct. 8H and 9D. So with those additions and corrections to the agenda, we had a motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Reddick. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7A, motion to approve the minutes from the July 10th, 2018 regular board meeting. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Flowers. Thank
second.
You. Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7B, motion to approve the minutes for the July 19th, 2018 special meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8A, motion to approve the principal's report for July 2018, financial statements for July 2018. There are no budget amendments for July 2018, and bills and payroll for July 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8B, motion to approve the Liberty Learning Center handbook for the 2018-19 school year. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have
second.
A second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8C, motion approved removing the name of Joan Hall from the Liberty County High School bank account and adding Tammy Pullum to the account. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8D, motion to approve reinstatement of early childhood supervisor supplement. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion?
I had to take a call. I talked to Mr. Summers before the meeting. That's really not a reinstatement. It's really not a reinstatement.
I had to
it was
get,
paid
yeah.
last year, so I got some clarification that this is really a staffing, so an ESC staffing position for preschool, for a pre-K rather.
She's getting duties added.
Correct,
to her.
But it's not. She was paid it last year,
yes,
but
it's changing right. Where the funding source came from.
Right.
Okay. Last year it came out of child care.
Came out of kids first. Last
kids
year,
first, right.
It's coming out of pre-K this year.
Okay.
Pre-K.
So
it's really changing the name more than a reinstatement. The reinstatement gave the idea that
it was taken away.
It's already there.
So But it says early childhood supervisor, so would that be considered pre-K or is that daycare? Early childhood, would that still be considered pre-K? So as far as the ESE, she is actually taking on the IEPs for that area, whereas normally in pre-K they have someone else that does that totally separate. Is that how I understood that?
The majority of those in our office, there's 36 of them currently. And with the new situation that we've had, with the lack of inclusion teachers, we're going to have to pick up some slack there. It's just trying to cover everything.
So, like last year, how was
she
it covered?
She did some of those last year. She started helping us with those last year as well.
Okay.
We all know that the complexity of IEPs, the sheer number of IEPs, a single mess up on one of them can cost the district tens of thousands of dollars. Money well spent to have her in charge of that.
Okay. I just think there was just some confusion as to what
it
really was.
Nailed on the head. Yeah. Could have
chosen to rename it rather than reinstate her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she's not getting any more money than what she was already getting.
I think it's $4,000, I believe.
It's what it says on the list. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8E, motion to approve the updated supplement list. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? I'm trying to open this thing. This isn't the one I had a question on, though. Do we have any discussion on the supplement list? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Now it's opening. That's not the one I wanted, though. Item 8F, motion, item 8F, motion to approve the updated substitute list for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 8G, motion to approve the updated salary schedule effective August 15, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Motion. Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? I have a question about not really the information on it, but I was confused looking at it. It has that we approved stuff on these salary schedules on June 28th, and then every so often we have a revision. But I don't show where we actually approved any salary schedules on June 28th. Because when I went back, I was trying to compare, so I'm not really sure.
Sheila can help us out.
The personnel, it was like that the previous years. It was all like one package.
Right, normally we have the whole salary schedule to approve, but we don't have that. We're getting pieces of it, but the whole salary schedule says that it was approved June 28th, but we did not do that.
It was part of the personnel. It's what the 17-18 was, so I don't know if it did not get attached.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to June 28th meeting, it doesn't have any of that in there. So what I'm saying is at the bottom of the salary schedule, it just threw a question for me is because we didn't approve anything June 28th. So I don't know if that's an error on the actual piece of paper, but I don't, I mean, I know we've approved bits and pieces, amendments to the salary schedule.
I'm over the salary schedule now, and I thought it was on the 28th because that's typically whenever we approve the salary schedule and the personnel. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't on there because I went back and looked. So I'm confused as far as that goes. So we may need to look at that and find out when
that, and we can put that in on the September, if no problem.
And are we going to approve the whole thing as a whole or just bits and pieces?
You normally approve the whole and then bits and pieces, and you'll see revised at the bottom.
Right.
It is revised. Only the pages that's been revised.
Okay.
And the supplement page was revised.
Right, but as a whole, it has not been approved.
Okay. We can put that in there. And
from what I went back and looked at,
okay,
and could not, I mean, because you know, you can go back on these now and see,
right,
and there was nothing on there. Okay. So
it just might have got missed, and I assumed it was on there through the personnel.
We'll fix it.
Madam Chair, what we have tonight, the only change on here is the pre-K supplement.
That's correct.
Everything else is the same.
But if you look at the salary schedule as a whole packet, it says the whole thing was approved June 28th, and it wasn't. So that's just the question that I have, and I know that, you know, things get looked at with a fine-tooth comb, and I, you know, we just need to be make sure it's accurate, because, you know, I don't want to say that I've approved it when it really wasn't approved. So, that's all. Okay, any other discussion on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We deleted letter 8H and moving on to 8I. Motion to approve the list out of field teachers for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
As always, we're doing
our
very best.
Just a second.
Get them in field, but we, you know, I hate to say we want warm bodies, but sometimes we get down there to be searching.
So what we got, eight out of field right now?
Without looking at the day change, you probably park for the
last one, I'm saying.
Do we have any other discussion?
I'm glad they didn't have that field back in the day.
Yes.
I was at Hosford, I taught six subjects in six classes.
You've got probably more.
More than eight?
Overall, probably more.
Yeah. I thought it would look more than eight.
Not right.
Do we have any other discussion on that, y'all? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9A, motion to approve the agreement between Liberty County School Board, Florida, Capital Health Plan Incorporated, World Class Schools of Leon County Incorporated, and Titus Sports Academy LLC for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
I know we did this last year. Did we have any participation in it?
Yes. All of our kids in our
PE
classes at the K-8s participate, possibly high school, but I'm not positive there. I know it's K-8s.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9B, motion to approve the contract between the Liberty County School District for Kay Hicks for hearing impaired services for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9C, motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between the Liberty County School Board and DISC Disc Village Incorporated for the implementation of the Botvin Life Skills Training Program at the Liberty County High School for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We deleted item 9D. Moving on down to 9E. Motion to approve the resolution between the Liberty County School Board and the Small School District's Council Consortium for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 9F, motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Donna Spierka, PhD, to provide school and teacher support for science and other areas or topics as requested by the district for the 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
We've contracted her before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many days?
She does 8 days throughout the year. Done two already. If you want to know from birth, ask your science teachers. They were elated.
And they do the rest of their course of the year?
Yes, the rest are embedded within the year. And what we do progress monitoring tests throughout the year on site standards, and we time her visits where she comes back after the test is administered so we can see how well we did with what we instructed. Did we you know, meet those benchmarks? So that's what she helps us with. And she just, like we've got a new science curriculum, she was here for the presentation by McGraw-Hill and helped those teachers to, you know, begin that transition to new goods, which is a really big, you know, transition. We brought in our third grade teachers this year, and they were very happy to be included. So I think that'll be a good thing. Because actually what you've tested on in fifth grade is third, fourth, what you're taught in third, fourth, and fifth grade is all tested on that fifth grade test. So we've got to get that continuity going in order to make sure our kids are prepared.
Testing well.
So we did see some good increases last year, and hopefully we'll have even better.
Thank you, Ms. Gay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on down to our emergency items. 13A, motion to accept resignation. Motion to accept the resignation letter from Danielle White, paraprofessional at the Liberty County High School, effective May 25th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13B, motion to approve transferring one paraprofessional position from the Liberty County High School to W.R. Toller K through 8 school. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13C, and I'm probably going to mess up this name, so y'all please forgive me. Motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Perla Guadalupe Olvera.
You'll be happy
to. No, Roger. To provide written and oral translation services for 2018-19 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
I just have a question on this. And I see, I think we're paying $15 an hour, what I read on the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have community members that we utilize for translation?
We try. It's very difficult
to do that.
We require with the ELL, for every ELL student, there's about 30 at Toller to have meetings with parents to review their ELL plans, to review their scores. It's day and days.
Say this person moves down there, I guess, for a meeting. Mm-hmm. She'll work all day long.
She'll work just for the time that she's needed to translate. It's a unique situation that no other school has. And we've tried it both ways because we actually started this particular supplement probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And again, go talk to your school and you'll find out that without it, I mean, it's a lifeline.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to communicate with these families, and we are required by law to communicate with these families.
The parents,
it's mainly
my experience 20 years ago, the parents were the ones you needed to really talk to. The kids come in and speak.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe some broken English or maybe even good, but the parents and signing out the enrollment form. We had some kids that would come back from Immokalee every year, and it was... I'd have to get Sharon Austin. She was a Spanish teacher, and she'd help them fill out the enrollment form for all of them.
Yeah. And, you know, we are fortunate now that we have, and part of what hiring those people did, you know, they helped us translate some of our forms for us. Now, we do have other communication methods now that we can, it's translated automatically for us, you know, like on our parent square. But, I mean, it's a very,
trying to make a parent call home to a family.
I just didn't know if we recruited or tried to recruit people from the community to come in and do that.
And on occasion, even, you know, this person's not available at that time, you know, we're begging and trying to find somebody that can speak. Spanish and help us out.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13D, motion to approve hiring Hal Summers as an inclusion teacher at W.R. Toler K-8 school effective August 13th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. All in favor say aye. I'm sorry, any discussion? Glad to have Mr. Hal with us again.
He's excited.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13E, motion to approve hiring Letitia Strickland as a substitute for the credit recovery teacher position at the Liberty County High School, effective August 13th, 2018, until she is issued her temporary teaching certificate. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13F, motion approve hiring Christy Herndon as a substitute for an inclusion teacher position at W.R. Toler K-8 school, effective September 7th, 2018, until she is issued her temporary teaching certificate. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13G, motion to approve the updated surplus list effective August 15th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on up. We didn't have any board policy items. Do we have any board member items tonight that we haven't talked about?
I got a couple of them. I had talked to Ms. Laura about giving us an update. You know, last board meeting, we advertised two mental health, licensed mental health counselors. If she could give us an update on that hiring and exactly, this is new, but what they're going to be expected to do. I know we had the job description and all in front of us, but exactly what the focus is on that and what happens, because that licensure position is a job specific. Me and Laura talked about that even before the meeting. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm an accountant, but it's different when you're a CPA. That they're both accountants, but one has this licensure for what we asked for, I was thinking might be hard to try to find somebody like that who would come in. So I was asking, where are we at on the hiring process? And then if we need to back up the fund, if we can't find those, what are our alternatives? So I talked to her about that.
That position closes tomorrow. So once it closes, we'll evaluate the applicant's qualifications. Hopefully we'll have somebody that meets our needs. If not, we will have to back up and hunt and adjust to a different certification area. I has a couple of questions about the purpose and what they will be doing, so I kind of wanted to review that again. This person will be the hub of the referral process at the schools. They're going to evaluate all the student referrals and coordinate the services for the students and their families when needed, as well as provide on-site counseling services to students. Part of the Senate Bill 7026 requires that we utilize and coordinate with our outside local and state agencies and companies. Some of those, they're all listed in the mental health plan, or like our Florida Therapy, the Community Wellness Counseling and Support Services, Capital City Youth, Disc Village, Life Management. These are just a few of the services that they could be referred to. And then the person that's hired will be coordinating with. They will not only just refer these agencies, but also assist the parents in the process. So it's even going into, you know, it's providing assistance to our parents to navigate the system. These agencies will be allowed to coordinate with schools through the mental health counselor to provide counseling services at the school site for our students. They will also be providing input and guiding teachers and finding curriculum to help with educating the students regarding things like bullying, social skills, and dealing with anger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's also very important that we have someone on site that's easily accessible to handle our everyday emergencies that arise more often than we'd like to. have on things like sudden deaths, dealing with those, student that may be cutting or self-harming. I know as the principal at Toller dealt with that many times and needed somebody with more professional qualities in that area than I have through the education and all that. A student that may be displaying suicidal tendencies, and we need somebody to quickly evaluate and make a determination as to what to do. This person will be part of our staff, and so they'll know our students and our staff, which will help them build a response to such crises, in which most cases will mean that they'll then coordinate with outside agencies that they've already built a relationship with through all of their other work. This will also be a very data-driven position as a requirement of Senate Bill 76. The district needs to be responsible for its own data, as it's responsible to report to the state for the when, what, how, and by whom, so all the services are provided. The staff person will also monitor that services are not being overlapped, so that we don't have different people referring kids to multiple different places. So they'll help streamline all that, finding the services that meet the right needs of the kid and their family. Monitoring that services are being provided. Okay, you can refer someone to an agency. They don't pick them up. They don't, they're dragging their feet. Well, this person makes the contact and makes sure that that student has been gone through the process. If they don't, then we'll refer them, they'll refer them to somewhere else. So it's following through. Data has to be kept on all of that, though. And we have to report that to the state. So it's going to be a heavy data collection person, and having all that in a central place will be very helpful. As you can tell, complete this task is going to be very difficult. It's new waters for all of us. So we felt like, hiring somebody would really help us keep that streamlined. Realize it's going to be difficult probably finding the ones to fit, those qualifications. But it is a tremendous responsibility, and it's a huge, daunting task. But I do feel like that in the end, we're going to see great benefits for our students through this. I can speak with students at Toller, with personally being there. There's a lot of kids there that need these services, and their parents need help with navigating the system. So Hosper has their share of students that, it's scary what we're dealing with on a daily basis.
I think what Laura said to start with is we cast our net big, and when we get the closest, is it tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
That we may have to back up and gauge down a little bit. But there's so many liabilities to the district in this area that we have to be so careful.
And that's what all our area, a lot of our area counties went with that.
I have a question. I think the job description is really well as to what we need, but going back and looking, do we need two of them? Could we have one and then use the other money to provide more services?
Two won't be enough.
How do we contract out for these kids that need the actual therapy services or whatever services they're needing?
Also provide services.
That person will be providing that service?
They can be providing services
Will they also be billing Medicaid to be able to catch any of that that's available?
If it's a student that's Medicaid billable, they can bill Medicaid, yes.
Because I'm thinking we probably have quite a bit of those.
We do.
So you got, that one person doing that in addition to all the other stuff?
Well, and also all the agencies that they refer out to, they can bill Medicaid.
If our person refers it out to an agency, that agency would be responsible for billing that.
Yes, because they're providing the service.
Not us.
Right.
Okay. So, I just didn't know if having one person do that other money to, provide extra services.
Like I said, I'm not sure that two's going to be enough at this point. They're going to be very busy. With just the data collection alone, it's going to be huge. at the K. I mean, their Hosford and high school are having to split one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they're going to be plenty busy.
So do you feel like this was just the best way to structure it right now?
Yes.
Until maybe you go through it a little while and then maybe make changes later if you need to?
Like anything.
Okay.
I mean, you're,
and it's something new to us too.
It's
we all
new,
know how this
it's
all
new
be.
Waters. We're, you know, trying to manage it just like the other districts are. With
well, my hopes, and I know it's yours too, Laura, please don't think I'm questioning that, is that we're just providing services for the kids in the very best effective way because we know that's ultimately what they need.
Of course,
you know, that's the whole reason why it's there. And, you know, I've had people say in the past, like, my kid didn't get tested in time, or this one didn't get this service, or this one didn't only got so long, or, you know, that the kids are, yeah. I mean, it's never going to be perfect.
No, it won't be.
But, you know, we have this time and these monies to provide these services to these kids that really need.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. You will go
well,
through
I know,
that
you'll
with
go through
contact
it fast.
In no time flat. I mean,
I mean, people provide services for money. They're not going to come out and do it for free.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
yeah.
I mean, I know
exactly.
that. That's,
and it's good services.
Yes.
And it's needed
yeah.
services.
But do y'all expect rate of reimbursement back as far as billing for Medicaid being pretty high, or how does that? You don't know.
It won't, I mean, it just depends.
Okay.
I mean, we have student, you know, they may service a student that has private insurance that, you know, we
no,
can't
we can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not set up to be okay. private.
Will you be able to kind of periodically give us, like,
yes,
a,
I can give you
an update on how that's going? Because it's all brand new. And,
yeah.
you know, when
all
you
right,
get lots of thoughts
it.
And ideas and what can you do this way and that way and.
The state's still figuring some of this stuff out.
And we're going to just have to tweak it as we go.
Yeah.
Something.
And of course, you know, for next year, we, you know, reevaluate and look at what worked
what
and what happens. Didn't work. The plan will be rewritten, you know, each year you have to resubmit. So, you know, any changes that are needed, you know, certainly we will come back to the table and reevaluate and decide what we need to change and do differently.
Right. Okay.
I just wanted to go ahead.
I'm not really sure how this process works, but I hear several questions being asked about the Medicaid reimbursement, and is it okay if I say something regarding that? Is it okay for an audience member to speak?
I mean, if you do you have the process of how the Medicaid reimbursement works? Is that what you're wanting to explain?
Yes, and just kind of explain just a little bit briefly, you guys approved a memorandum of understanding for community wellness counseling and support services at your last board meeting,
mm-hmm.
which I greatly appreciate that. What that is a community behavioral health clinic that we're very fortunate to have in Liberty County. We've been working very diligently to hire licensed clinicians. We have 9 licensed clinicians that work with us now, from Jackson County all the way to Taylor and Madison County. We're able to serve Liberty County. I've got 4, if I include myself, that is right here local and can meet the needs. I agree wholeheartedly and I'm grateful for the funds coming into the school. But if you look at the reimbursement rate for those services offered with someone in the school district, it is a fraction of what a community behavioral health clinic can get as reimbursement rate from that same insurance for those students. And so it's more advantageous to refer out those Medicaid students, free up that personnel and that staff that you guys have hired to really work with those students that do not have Medicaid coverage. And there are, I mean, I was contacted with you guys last year, and so there are a good number of students that don't have Medicaid, that have private insurance or uninsured or for whatever reason. And I would just, you know, strongly advocate for that, just kind of knowing how the Medicaid system works and it just being a fraction. So you can't really say, well, we get Medicaid reimbursement, but you just get a very small portion of what that person is worth, is what I'm saying. You know, what their hourly rate is worth. And so it would just be better served if, monetarily if they referred out for those services. you know, if you've got an agency that can meet, mm-hmm. if you've got an agency that can meet those needs to your satisfaction.
So. Well, thank you for that explanation, Winter. Anybody else?
I got my list. Last week, our representative Neil Dunn came to Bristol, and I bent his ear hard on his forest money, and you know, he's in full agreement with us about, you know, about just the mortality rate on the trees around 7%. Mm-hmm. What we're asking is do about a 5%. If even if you just did a 5 to 8. If you could stretch to 10% purging of the growth, you know, each year on that, and we, you know, we got us a natural resource. That's our beach property there. So Will Kendrick is his advisor here, former state representative from Carabel. He lives in Wakulla County, I think, now. So I got both of their numbers. We're going to hook him up with Mac McConnell, who's forgotten more about forest management than we've ever learned. Just a guru. He is really the guru on that. So we've got that information to them, and hopefully, you know, my plea, and of course I wasn't representing y'all as a board, I was representing myself as an individual board member. I didn't say the board told me to tell you this, but we sure need, you know, we need that forest money. We need them cut trees, so we,
yes,
that would be our
thing.
That way they don't have to give it, the federal government can, they don't have to give us that money. We'll be a self-sustaining entity here. So. You know, we're in a, you know, love him, like him, or hate him. President Trump has been very getting on these regulations and stuff, and been able to get some of that freed up for people.
Yeah.
And so, I've called him Dr. Dunn. He is a doctor, but Dr. Dunn said, you know, that would be a possibility. He could discuss that with the president. Really love to get Matt McConnell up there before, you know, the president, and say, look, we got, but it's just not just us, it's that. So, we may need to really get back on, we do need to get back on the horn with our forest coalition, even with their western states, and that needs to happen. Because where we, you know, for us, our payout's 300 something thousand, their payouts are $2 million.
Yes.
So they have they need it as well. So had a good meeting with him last week. But if you need to get up with him, Will Kendrick is his local contact. I got that information, and I'll forward that on you, Mr. Summers.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Good guy, yeah. Super, super guy who will call you back and help you any way he can.
Yeah, I know Will.
I had air conditioners at Toller, but Kevin answered that. The playground that we talked about, that Miss Gracie talked about, I think it would be, this would be my recommendation, Madam Chair, that you appoint a committee. If you think it would be good to maybe have a liaison from the board to maybe kind of work with administration and work with the PTO to, let's, you know, make sure this gets done in a timely manner. Because now we're looking at, you know, when would we put all that in if we ordered it today?
Yeah.
You're probably looking now, probably fall break, you know, to have the time when kids aren't there. So whatever needs to happen, again, needs to happen now if you...
I know in the past that I have sat in Mr. Summers' office with him and Miss Gracie a few times, and I'm happy to do that again. And in my absence, if you would do it, because I know you did it one other time
I'll
when I was out
for
with
you
my
when
dad.
You're not available. That'd be fine.
And I know because you have the history there too. So, I mean, as far as appointing a committee, I mean, I think we pretty much kind of already have that. I feel
okay,
like that was my question: is can we regroup and re-meet and start over where we're at now? And see where we need to go.
Well, and that'd be great, because I know that committee, that playground committee, has already been formed.
Yes,
that
y'all
way,
y'all have one for the PTO, right? Okay.
That you were a part of?
No, sir.
Okay.
I was not. I wasn't. I would communicate with Gracie and try to meet.
I'm just thinking it'd be our representative to
you
this
mean
committee.
On the PTO committee?
On that play, or whatever we're going to call it. Just to, that way, you know, we got somebody who's representing the board on that to make sure, you know, all that's done. Of course, you're working with, y'all going to probably meet up here.
Well, I mean, is there, I mean, Roger obviously isn't going to be the one to want to do it, but, I mean, are you asking for me to do that?
I'm just saying, if we had a representative from the board tonight, this, you know, the board chair can appoint a committee of one or two,
yes,
or whatever. And maybe with some recommendations of Miss Gracie, obviously that Kevin's already part of that process. Just have some communications.
Yeah.
Otherwise, then we'll we'll go another week and we won't. We,
okay. Well,
we can,
I mean,
we can go ahead and settle that tonight. Who's supposed to be talking? It, you know, obviously we got a communication issue, but whoever's supposed to be talking, we can settle that tonight.
Gracie, do you need somebody from the board? Would you like from somebody from the board to attend your meetings as far as the playground committee goes?
I would just like to just do what we started this off. We had a plan. Somewhere along the line, we lost the plan. I mean, I'm fine with us sitting at the Richard Summers table and talking and don't spread our dirty laundry out. I really think that we just lost our plan. I think we just need a new group because that was the whole reason why I came out there with Mr. Flowers. Just trying to, as a woman, we see beauty, we see construction. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something wrong. I knew our plan wasn't right. I knew we needed to move some stuff around, and I was told that it wasn't going to be moved around. So what were we supposed to do? It's just a lack of communication is all it is. And you can blame it on the rep. If you want to, that's fine. But y'all still had somebody on y'all side managing it as well, and that should have been stopped as well, too. So I just think we just need to get it and work
okay.
together.
Okay, so do you want to do it the way we've done been doing it, where you and I work with... meet with
like
Mr. David?
I think we're grown adults. We should be able to
yeah,
do this.
Yeah, I agree. I'm happy to do that.
It was said earlier, just if you would call me in the morning or come out, whatever's convenient for you, Grace. We'll set up a schedule and time.
And then I can be there, you know, with you, and then that way you have representative from the board.
In the past with that. I just think that with summer break and having to do it, that we just all lost communication. And as I was going out there, I mean, with Mr. Flowers, I mean, there's just a lot of communication problems.
Maybe I didn't have a clue what was supposed to be going on. So
well, you know,
I didn't know.
Steve, can I say something real quick? Today, I talked to several of y'all. Four of y'all met out there on numerous occasions with Gracie when she would call. Everybody appreciates what y'all done over the weekend. Much appreciated. I'm not on that man right there. That all my life. It's been like a brother to him. Y'all give him some help. Y'all gonna kill him. Kevin's never looking at his projects out there. I work with him hand in hand, building pumps, whatever. He needs help. The man's over late. Y'all can't see that, then something's wrong. With all of y'all.
Well, I discussed with Mr. Summers, I'm sure something will happen, and you're absolutely the right thing.
And
he's got too
right
much on his plate.
There's no way he would.
Yep.
He would do what he's doing.
Thank you, Benny. Thank
you're
you.
You're absolutely right.
I think, Madam Chair, the responsibilities that we have now compared to 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, just right at Toller. I mean, that school's 20 years old.
Yeah.
It used to be the new school. It's not anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? Foster sits at 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to be staring at another 5 to 10 years, you're going to be staring at some of those same AC issues, all kinds
same
of stuff.
Thing.
And that has to be fixed. It's for sure. So there is an overwhelming, it's always something to do.
It's got the original Crawford in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some we need to look at also is.
Is that a hint, Mr.
Benton? That's a big hint. We took tape and put down the same few kids.
Did the tape match?
No, it's black.
Hey, something too we need to look at, Mr. Summers, and me and you've done discussed this too, but we got two maintenance men that have been here a long time, about to retire.
Yeah.
We might need to look at hiring some to follow them for a few months, because a lot of stuff, I'm telling you, it's somewhere it shouldn't be, and these guys know what it is.
They'll ever screw, and,
yeah,
and
none of us.
Like a 6 to 8 month. We'll
absolutely.
Double up
they need to shadow them for a while.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's something we need
that's
to
right,
get on the ball with and start doing it.
Well, we've been discussing already.
Right.
It shows with Kevin, and I agree. So I feel like Mr. Summers is the person that would do whatever he needs to do to help his employee. So I appreciate Benny speaking up and saying something, because I know he's talked with me about that, and he's his weighing on him also. So.
And that's why I wanted to keep the letter private.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of the situation. And we do. Please don't think we don't appreciate what y'all done. We just want to make sure the project's done right.
And that's my heart. I want to see it done. I want to see it done.
Yeah, we don't need it. We don't want to.
Right, right.
And Mr. Flowers, I apologize to you if you've been having some problems. But I just think it was just lack of communication. I think you can just really all just work together.
And that's what it is, Grace. We all like the work y'all done on it. It's not unappreciated. We appreciate that. And we just all need to get together and get back focused on that project. Because, it's all about the kids. And that's, I know it's what we're here for in YouTube. So I think it'd be a very good meeting.
Do we have any other board member concerns?
I'm done.
Go. Are you finished? Well, you touched on some of the things that I was going to ask about, so thank you for going and bringing it up, the things that I was going to bring up, you already brought up. So, anybody else? We don't have any other board member concerns or thoughts. I will entertain motion to adjourn.
Motion
by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. We do have executive session immediately following, so we'll give everybody time to leave.
Was the PTO responsible for all the bathroom doors down there at Culver?
Actually, no, that was actually, we started the talk at our meeting, and we actually had a really good meeting the other night. How many people? We had about 20 people. And it just became a talk, and the teachers and the staff, and the dogs just decided to get in there and do it. So,
it looked good, all
right. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it.
It looks great. I like it.
And Toller's really got his spirit down. We really want to keep it up.
That's right. I appreciate you.
Yes.
I just got to say it.
I will cry the chuckles I have when I see somebody hurt.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I know that.
Got off. Hey, guys. Don't.